You are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me. Okay, so let's talk about the elephant in the living room. Let's talk about families and holidays. Sometimes just talking about getting together with family at the holidays or any time brings up indigestion and heartburn. What I want to say about this, a couple of things. One, remember, as I've said before, you determine your own attitude. Don't let them pull you into old ways of thinking and old ways of believing. If you decide you want to be with your family during the holidays and it might possibly be difficult, then before you even get in the car or walk in the front door of where everybody's together, you wrap yourself in white light. You invite your higher power to come with you. Wrap that higher power completely around you. And you say, protect me and keep me from making more of a mess than I see happening at the time. In other words, you want to add to something. You don't want to cause more problems. So know that anytime you can say, excuse me, I need to run. I've got a commitment elsewhere. Thank you very much. Or you don't even have to give an excuse. Just say, I had a wonderful time. I need to run. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Birthday, Happy 4th of July, whatever holiday it is. And you can leave and take care of yourself and any of your family that you took with you. One of the problems in families is that time passes on, but they consider each other the same age they were when you were living together. So you can't change other people, but you can give these people that you are in a relationship with as family the benefit of the doubt and let them be the age they are today, not the age you remember them when they did this or that to you. That's a start. Secondly, check your judgment and check your opinions at the door. Now, if you're in early recovery or at all, the 12-step program repeats and repeats and repeats for you to be of service. So when you go to Aunt Harriet's house or whoever's, you can be of service. Keep busy. See a plate that needs to be taken to the kitchen? Take it to the kitchen. You see the kids needing help getting on the swing in the backyard? Go out there and be with the children. Not a bad thought. Sit at the kids' table if you can. They seem to do less damage when we're younger. Ask somebody if you can help them get them something. Do they like something else to drink? Don't be serving alcohol if you're newly in recovery. Go ask if you can get them another cup of coffee. Can you get some water? Is there anything that you can do to gather their things together? You know, if you were opening presents or something, go find a sack or something and put all theirs in so it's kind of organized for them. Ask if you've eaten a huge meal, if somebody wants to go for a walk and to go outside. Stay in today. Stay in the present. Remember the mantra, really, that Alcoholics Anonymous recommends, and that's love and tolerance is our code. So if you need to be repeating that over and over, it's not a bad mantra to borrow, even if you're not in recovery. Love and tolerance is our code. Love and tolerance is our code. Love and tolerance is our code. Wouldn't it be nice if every day we could be experiencing and sending out love and experiencing and sending out tolerance? The lack of judgment, the lack of, oh, I know what's going on there. That's this superiority. Live and let live. So if for some reason you're kind of tender because being with family brings up a whole lot of old memories, as they begin to come up and you recognize them, oh, that feels like da-da-da, then say, I let you go with love and light and let that memory go. I let you go with love and light. Now, ritual is an interesting concept. One of the reasons that the 12-step program emphasizes ritual is that it's helps with accountability and structure. What we know about the brain with trauma, with addiction, with repetitive actions like the ritual of doing drugs, the habits that we do that may not be productive for us, those carve out and create ruts in our brain to where we default to those behaviors. Now, when you get into recovery, you're trying to create new behaviors and new solutions and new default movements. And ritual is an important part of that. Sometimes you'll hear new people say, I get so bored. It's the same old stuff. I do the same thing over and over and over. Well, that's what you did when you were using. That's what you were doing when you were overeating. That's what you were doing when you had a chemical addiction, when you had a gambling addiction, you had a sex addiction, when you continued to be destructive to your own body or your own being. Your self-sabotaging behavior and repetitive hate-filled messages to yourself. It's repetition, repetition, repetition. So ritual is another way to offset that habit. What is the getting into the habit of being kind to yourself, getting into the habit of waking up at the same time? Now that's hard for those of us who are not disciplined. It still is for me. You know, I'd rather sleep in if I had the opportunity. Well, what do you normally do on Tuesdays? What do you normally do on Wednesdays? A study long time ago discovered that those children who were raised in alcoholic homes where no holiday was observed, no customs, no ritual, no something to look forward to, had greater devastating effects from that alcoholic home than those children who were grown and raised in a home where there was tradition and ritual and custom. So there is a lot of proof to be said in theory and in practicality that the ritual of your life is just as important. And so ask yourself, how can I be disciplined during these holidays? How can I be consistent during these holidays? And how can I best take care of my own self and my own family? Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful. I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.